Blog Talk Radio.
For my soul.
Just for my soul, I need.
And I'm tired of crying all night. Just for my soul.
Just for my soul, I need.
Lord, I need thee, oh, I need thee to take away this pain and misery. Cause God, I just can't do this by myself. I need a help, Lord. Gave my body and my soul away. So now I come to you just to behold, heal my soul.
Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are destroying the yokes of bondage. Blog Talk Radio, September the 9th, 2023. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, and we're taking charge and living life to its fullness. I am your co-host, Evangelist Terry Rogers, and we honor the host on this morning, Dr. Maria Carey, who is the president and CEO of the Amazing Grace Ministries. And we have an anointed, spirit-filled lesson on today, so we're going to get right to it. Announcements. Please consider donating to Amazing Grace, Inc. You can send that donation to P.O. Box 438411, Chicago, Illinois 60643. And thank you to those who have sent in your donations. They are very well appreciated. Classes will be starting soon, and we are open for topic suggestions. To everyone listening to Radio Land, I decree blessings unto you in the continuing month of 2023. And if you're blessed by this talk show, I need you to express it via text, email, or comment on our lesson page. Text 309-750-7584 or email amazinggraceministries@gmail.com. That's capital A, M-A-Z-E-N, GRACEMINIES @gmail.com. We're on the air at 9 a.m. every Saturday morning. And we have an exciting lesson. So please tune in. And if you would like to connect to this lesson live, the link is http://. tobtr.com/s/122-66613. Let's get into the explanation of our lesson. When we watch, we see what is coming and what is going on around us. We use words to describe what we are thinking. What we are thinking when spoken is likened to a seed sown. Seeds look for ways to grow. Spoken word of joy seeks to grow joy. Its potential can only be joy. Words spoken in hate or spite will seek or manifest hate or spite. We have a word on today that will illuminate your heart and lift you to a greater level in the Lord Jesus Christ to end your suffering. We will take you on a journey in the word that will give you greater peace, greater hope, and closer walk to Jesus as we set the pace for victory. We are fighting the good fight of faith and using our spiritual weapons. The theme for this month of September is eyes, all eyes on Jesus. The lesson for this second Saturday in September is loose lips sink ships. So watch what you say. Our text is coming from Proverbs 18:21, and I'll be reading from the King James Version. It says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. James 3:1-12, and I'll be reading from the New Living Translation, talking about controlling the tongue. Dear brothers and sisters, not many of you should become teachers in the church, for we who teach will be judged more strictly. Indeed, we all make many mistakes, for if we could control our tongue, we would be perfect and could also control ourselves in every other way. We can make a large horse go wherever we want by means of a small bit in its mouth. And a small rudder makes a huge ship turn wherever the pilot chooses to go, even though the winds are strong. In the same way, the tongue is a small thing that makes a grand speech. But a tiny spark can set a great forest fire. And among all the parts of the body, the tongue is a flame of fire. It is a whole world of wickedness, corrupting your entire body. It can set your whole life on fire, for it is set on fire by hell itself. People can tame all kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and fish, but no one can tame the tongue. It is restless and evil, full of deadly poison. Sometimes it praises our Lord and Father, and sometimes it curses those who have been made in the image of God. And so blessings and curses come pouring out of the same mouth. Surely, my brothers and sisters, that is not right. Do a spring of water bubble out with both fresh water and bitter water? Does a fig tree produce olives or a grapevine produce figs? No. And you can't draw fresh water from a salty spring. Now, in history, there was a comedian by the name of Flip Wilson. Some of you may remember Flip. And he would alternate his character to a female. He would dress up as a female, and that female would oftentimes say, loose lips sink ships. So today's lesson is dealing with the tongue. And before I get started, I wanted to define what the tongue is, what the tongue does, and the fact that when we speak evil through the tongue, then we are literally opening up the hell. So let's examine this. The mouth. The mouth is the natural opening through which food passes into the body of an animal, and which its vertebrate is typically bounded externally by the lips and internally by the pharynx, and enclose the tongue, gums, and teeth. And therefore, you get your voice and speech. When you say tongue is a fleshy, movable, muscular process of the floor of the mouth of most vertebrates that bears sensory end organs and small glands and functions, especially in talking and swallowing food and in animals as a speech organ, a power of communication through speech. When you said language, especially of spoken language, matter or quality of utterance with respect to tone or sound, the sense of what is expressed or the intention of the speaker. You may say she have a clever tongue. Some say a sharp tongue. Definition of the word. A single distinction meaning element of speech or writing. used with others or sometimes alone, to form a sentence and typically shown with a space on either side when written or printed. The Bible talks of the poison of the tongue. Scriptures are extremely clear that no man can tame the tongue in its unruly evil, and it's full of deadly poison. Now, when we define unruly, it means unrestrained evil. Nothing is held back. Deadly poison, alluding to a snake's venom. Proverbs 18:21 in the New Living Translation says the tongue can bring death or life. Those who love to talk will reap the consequences. Furthermore, the tongue is inconsistent. For example, on one hand, you bless somebody, and then on the other hand, you're ready to curse others out with your tongue. Inconsistency is saying nowhere else, nothing has the same inconsistencies as the tongue, to be inconsistent, to be uncontrolled, to be just evil. This is just the time that we're living in. So clearly the tongue is contrary to the instrument at one point. We are blessing and praising the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. And then the next time we're in danger of opening up hell's fire because we literally just allowing the tongue to speak evil. Let's be clear. It's not only to the words spoken by the tongue. It is what is also to the words we type and send out on Facebook and Twitter. This is doing mass bullying. If something is done that you don't like, you're ready to give your biased opinion with hatred on the internet. There are five truths according to James 3 and 6 about the tongue. The tongue is like fire. It's potentially destructive and dangerous if left uncontrolled. The tongue is a world of iniquity. It is corrupt and able to lead others into worldly attitudes and actions. The tongue defiles the whole body if allowed to freely express itself without intelligent control. The tongue sets on fire the course of nature. It can adversely affect every human relationship by opening the ears and doors to evil influences. The tongue is used in ungodly ways. It is inflamed by hell itself. The word used here is Gehenna, that's G-E-E-N-A, or Gehenna, G-E-H-E-N-N-A. Literally references to the Valley of Hinnom outside of Jerusalem with the children's sacrifice of foreign gods once took place. In the New Testament, this stood for the place of the final judgment. As we see in Jesus' statement, whosoever shall say thou fool shall be in danger of hell fire, Matthew 5:22. The destructiveness of uncontrolled tongue has its origin in hell and Satan. The tongue has the power to declare and decree. Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Mark 9:23 says, Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. So watch what you say. Proverbs 18:21, and this is the easy to read version. It says the tongue can speak words that brings life or death. Those who love to talk must be ready to accept what it brings. Spoken words by the tongue. When we watch, we see what is coming and what is going on around us. We use words to describe what we are thinking. What we're thinking when we're speaking is likened to the seed sowing. Seeds look for ways to grow. A spoken word of joy seeks to grow joy. It potentially can only be joy. Words spoken in hate or spite will seek or manifest hate or spite. Spoken words carry out what our souls manifest. Our soul is our mind, will, and emotion. Our mind is our thought. Our will is our desire to deliver. And our emotion is our level of intensity. Declare means to make known formally or explicitly. Decree. Decree means to command, to determine, or judicially, to order, edit judicial decisions, to achieve optional success, to achieve all that God has for you, you're going to have to watch your mouth, making sure that the words you speak line up with the words of God. Words are containers, and each word we speak have power. Words can be spoken with hate, fear, doubt, unbelief, and other evil. Words can be spoken with love, faith, peace, joy, life, blessing, and any other good. Words can either curse or bless. James 3:10, and this is the King James Version, it says, out of the same mouth proceeded blessings and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Words spoken can be discouraged or encouraging. Words spoken can wound or make whole. Words spoken can destroy or bring life. Words spoken can have power to charge the atmosphere negatively or positively. If words spoken are negative, then the atmosphere will be negative. If the words spoken are positive, then the atmosphere will be a positively charged. Psalms 141:3, this is the King James Version, it says, set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth, keep the doors of my lips. Ephesians 4:29 says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to be used of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. When we rightly believe, when the man thinks rightly, then he'll believe rightly in accordance with what God's word says. And when he believes rightly, then he'll act and speak rightly. If man can act and speak rightly, then he'll be speaking and therefore creating the answer or solution. He'll be releasing the answers instead of releasing the problem. All of this is so because it is tied to a principle which Jesus taught about and I recorded in Mark 11:23. Mark 11:23 says, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. You see, those things which we said, be they good or be they bad, they shall come to pass. And what are those things which we said? Those things which we said are our words. Mark 11:23 is a godly spiritual principle that gives us almost unlimited power when we use it correctly. But we must also understand that if we use this principle incorrectly, it can defeat us as well. It works both ways, for evil and for good. In conclusion, that is why it is important that we learn to speak the right words. What are the right words? Words from the Word of God. Words filled with faith. Words that would equip and energize us to accomplish God's will and to succeed in life. When we confess the Word of God, we are revealing our belief in God's Word, our acceptance of His Word, and our confidence in His Word. For example, when we say, I believe God shall supply all my needs according to Philippians 4:19, it reveals that we have accepted God's word as truth and have enough confidence in God's word to speak those words about ourselves personally. We will eventually say with our mouth what we believe in our hearts. That is why what we believe is so important. Because if we believe in untruth, we will speak that untruth. And our world will be framed by words of our mouth. Right thinking produces right believing. And right believing produces right confessing. On the other hand, wrong thinking produces wrong believing. And wrong believing produces wrong confession. Your confession determines your results in life. You will eventually have what you say. So watch your mouth. Remember, loose lips sink ships. Let's pray. Lord God, in Jesus' name, we come humbly before your throne of grace. Lord God, before we ask you for anything, just allow us to thank you for everything. Lord God, we thank you for who you are because you are truly the Lord of Lords. You are the King of Kings. You are the everlasting Father. You are the Prince of Peace. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending. And we come this morning to say thank you. Lord God, we thank you this morning for waking us up. Lord God, you didn't have to do it, but you did. And therefore, we are grateful, God. Oh, God, we thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for what you've done, and we thank you for what you're going to do, God. We thank you for what you're doing right now, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for touching us this morning, God, waking us up, Lord God. And we just thank you today, Lord God. Lord God, we just ask you, Lord God, to look on the people, Lord God. Look on the listeners one by one, name by name, Lord God. And then, Lord God, be with them, Lord God. Help them, Lord God, to help them, Lord God, to say the right words, to speak the words, to let their words line up with the word of God. Hallelujah. When you give the people the word of God, you can't go wrong, God. And we just thank you, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you for my leaders this morning, Lord God. Administrative Assistant Superintendent Dr. Byron L. Gibbs and Lady Gibbs, Lord God. I thank you for Elder Johnson and Evangelist Johnson, Lord God. For the mothers this morning, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you for Mother Carey this morning, Lord God. We thank you for Dr. Carey, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for Mother Garnett, Mother Adams, Mother Moore, Mother Smith, God. We thank you for Mother Norman and Mother Maxine, Mother Lucky, Mother Gibbs, God, Mother McCall. We thank you for the ministerial staff, God. We thank you for Dad Rogers, God, Dad Ellis, Lord God, the young people, God, the doorkeepers, the whole household of faith, God. Oh, God, look on Sister Pat, God, in Indiana. Look on Vince, God, Sister Christine in Texas, God. Oh, God, look on Elder and Lady Stevens, Lord God, Elder and Lady Shelton, Lord God. And then look on Elder and Lady Veloci, Lord God, and keep the Dotson family wrapped in your loving arms during these times of bereavement, Lord God. Look on everyone, Lord God, that is bereaving on today, Lord God. Encourage the hearts of your people, Lord God. Let them know that you are with them, God, and that you are still in control. No matter what it looks like, God is in control, God. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Lord God, because you got all power in your hand. And, Lord God, we just thank you on today, Lord God. Lord God, we just ask you, look on Dr. Carey, God, and just bless her in all her future endeavors, Lord God. Give her what she needs, Lord God. And we just thank you, Lord God. We just ask you to be with us on today, God. Oh, God, look on Minister Wiles today, Lord God. Look on Deacon Grafton and Deacon Bondra, God. Hallelujah. Encourage the hearts, God. Oh, God, sometimes your people need their hearts encouraged, God. Let them know you're still with them, God. And we just thanking you on today, Lord God. We just ask you to be in everything that we say and do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio, where I am your co-host today, Evangelist Terry Rogers, and our host is the Dr. Maria Carey, who is the president and CEO of Blog Talk Radio. Come back next Saturday. I will be back. Want you all to dial back in on next Saturday, and we will return with another exciting lesson. Be blessed and have a fabulous day on purpose.